Wednesday, November 19, 2008. From Kimya Media in Johannesburg, I'm Dennis Ndaba. Making headlines. African National Congress General Secretary Gwede Mantashe has sharply attacked National Prosecution Authority Director Mokotedi Mpche over comments he made to the media about Pietermaritzburg High Court Judge Chris Nicholson's ruling on the Jacob Zuma case. The NPA's director stated that Judge Nicholson is completely wrong and Mpche will not change his position on this. In his response to this statement, Mantashe said it is clear that the NPA is pursuing a political vendetta against ANC President Zuma. Mantashe continued his attack on Mpche, accusing him of utter contempt and disrespect for the rule of law and for the country's judiciary. He said that Mpche made these comments with flagrant disregard for the code of ethics that prohibits prosecutors from making public statements or issuing press releases that are likely to prejudice a defendant's right to a fair trial. Mantashe added that Mche's comments were aimed at influencing and affecting the outcome of the approaching general election. In other South African news, the African National Congress has served legal papers on Mosiwale Kota's breakaway party for using the name Congress of the People. These papers, in the form of a lawyer's letter, demand that all promotional material bearing COP's name must be delivered to the ANC for destruction. The letter states that the ANC enjoys common law rights to the name COP. The ruling party argues that the Congress of the People in 1955 was a seminal historical event organized by the ANC and its Congress Alliance partners. The Freedom Charter was adopted at this event. The ANC requests COP to stop using the name, to withdraw the trademark application that have been made, and to cease from registering the Section 21 company under that name. ANC spokesperson Carl Nihas says that his party will be entitled to institute urgent High Court proceedings should Lekota's party not abide by this request. Nehas added that a copy of the letter had been sent to the Independent Electoral Commission. If the IEC decides that the name COP causes confusion and refuses its application to register for elections, the ANC will not need to go to court. COP spokesperson Mats Ngonyama says in response that the new party will definitely continue to use the name COP. In Zimbabwe, processes are underway for the drafting of a constitutional amendment that will empower President Robert Mugabe to form a unity government. This is despite the opposition movement for democratic change refusing to join a cabinet until all power-sharing talks are resolved. Mugabe's government is currently drafting Constitutional Amendment No. 19, which will be gazetted soon after the two formations of the MDC are consulted. MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai refuses to agree to a unity government as he accuses Mugabe of trying to take control of the most powerful ministries and freeze out his party in violation of a September 15 power-sharing agreement. Also making headlines, the ANC denies rumors of an early election date. The United Nations says that more peacekeepers will not bring peace to the Congo. The second phase of the public works program is set to create 4.5 million jobs, and the ANC condemns acts of political intimidation. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on this and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.